Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Bruce, have you called this show in the past?
Once, Howard. I'm generally intimidated by you because I don't want to say something stupid and be called a dope.
No, well, that's all right. But it's, hey, just remember this. People, when I see people they'll say, in person, they'll say, hey, can you call me a dope? It's a badge of honor. Remember, it's a badge of honor if I call you a dope. It's a badge of honor. And I don't agree with all your weather forecasts either. So just so you know that, I don't agree with all.
Well, we're going to discuss that here because
I'm a meteorologist. You know that.
Well, I do know that you did do some television work many years ago. Do you have a degree in meteorology?
No, but it's easy to get. It'll cost me $20.
For heaven's sake. You think it's just, that easy, huh?
Yeah. Well, it's not that easy. But the way that the TV weather people do it nowadays, they all look at the same six models. They all take I'll call it an educated guess, because weather is so unpredictable. It's like
it's very
we talked
complex,
about.
Howard.
Okay, we talked about 5 to 8 inches the other day. There's so many areas. I barely got 3 in my area. Barely got
listen,
3 inches
Howard,
of snow.
Howard, listen, I respect you completely for your sports. I really do. When I come on the radio, I always think, well, what does Howard think of this? Because I know you have all the ins and outs. But the thing I wanted to bring up to you is a few weeks back before we had that unbelievable storm that dumped 25 to 32 inches of snow in the near northwest suburbs, and you were on a Saturday morning talking about, listen, folks, don't go out and buy all the eggs and the bread. It's going to be a little bit of snow, maybe 3, 4, 5, 6 inches, and that's
well,
it.
No, no, I said...
Oh, come on, Howard.
On Saturday morning, I said 6 inches. And if you look at the average in most, you really have to go north. And the TV stations like to go to the Lehigh Valley. I don't live in the Lehigh Valley. And most of the people that watch them and listen to them and listen to me are not
listen,
in the Lehigh
Valley. Listen, Trenton had 16 inches. Now, that's what? Over here in Jersey. Come
okay.
on,
Okay. Well, and you know I what? Mean, and I had and I had 5 inches.
Where do you live?
Inches.
You in Center City?
No, I'm in Delaware County. I had 5 inches.
Delaware County.
Yeah, I had 5 inches.
Yeah,
so,
but a lot of the area was paralyzed by the storm. It really was. And when you come on and you poo-poo it like you do,
Bruce, I've come
to the realization that you have an interest in meteorology, and I think that's great. But when you talk about six models, my goodness, there's so many more than that. We have mesoscale models. We have the global models.
Bruce, I'm going to tell you this. Okay. When I gave the prediction, I said, I'm looking at Philadelphia. And Philadelphia, I think it was 7.5 inches at Philadelphia International Airport. And that's what
so
I look at.
You were off by an inch and a half, Howard.
Okay. Okay. And they were off and they were off by 15.
Oh, come on, Howard. The storm over the region was a terrible storm.
Wait a minute. It's easy to point out. And well, let's go back to the basic one of your comments. To go to the market and get all the, what are we going to have, a French toast fest? I mean, it's ridiculous. You know what? The people in Buffalo, the people in Minnesota, the people in the northern part of the country laugh at us. Chicago, they laugh at us.
I agree. Listen,
we are a laughing stock.
That people don't listen. I'm old enough to remember some of the horrible storms in the 50s where the power was off for a week and you couldn't go anywhere. So 21st of March, 1956 was the worst storm I ever saw. It stayed cold for a week and you couldn't go anywhere.
Okay, but
things have gotten much better as far as plowing and cindering and the way they do things.
And that's what we're talking about. We're talking about today. You know, other than Philadelphia, Philadelphia is the disaster area in the snow because that, you know, the mayor is, it's just, it's unbelievable.
Oh, don't bring politics into it.
No. He had the one comment I'll never forget. When I guess the people in South Philly are the last to get their stuff plowed and in the side streets and all that. And his comment, this is his comment. His comment is, don't worry, at some point it will melt. You know, so you can't say that. It's not politics. It's stupid. It's just, you can't say
that. Well, that's what they do in Atlantic City, Howard. They let it melt. That's how they get rid of it in the city.
Well, that's fine. But here's my point. My point is they scare people to death. I call it Snowmageddon. It's not a disaster. Losing your power is not a good thing. I have a generator, so I'm lucky.
So do I. I have a Generac.
Okay, and not everybody has it. And the people in Texas, because they didn't prepare. If you prepare, you will get through it. But the people
in
Texas
were
unprepared.
And that's my big point. Howard.
Yeah, that's a big point.
You had a
sports point, and I want to get to that. All right?
Yeah, first of all, I'm so sick and tired of this. You know, you talk about hype with meteorologists and on TV. I'm so sick and tired of this whole thing with Carson Wentz. I know Ike Reese very well, and he's a member of the LTBB.
What is that? What club is that? That's been disbanded, hasn't it?
Well, that's what I said to him yesterday. I said, Ike, it's time for you and I to discuss the dissolution of this club. And that ruffled his feathers, and he got upset.
Club's over.
But it is over. It has been over. And I was the chairman of the South Jersey chapter, and I gave it up almost 2 months ago because I could see the writing on the wall.
Yeah.
And he got upset with me about that, too. But I love the guy. Don't get me wrong. Listen, my nomination for a love-hate relationship is Scott Rolen. My goodness.
You know, that's actually a good one because and the Phillies now, it's amazing. But – you know, I knew Scott really well, and I talked to him about that, and he had a line to me. Well, I'll mention later. Well, I'll mention it now. He says, you know, I talked about, you know, just talking to the media. He says, I don't care if I'm holding up a package promoting a product on television. That's not what I want to do. He says, I want to play baseball. So he kind of dodged the media a lot. He didn't like it. He went out and played. I don't think he's a Hall of Famer, and I know the Phillies are trying to promote him as such, and he obviously wasn't elected this year. I think he was a really good player, but the problem is people jump really quickly. They compared him to Mike Schmidt.
Didn't relate well to him.
Yeah, you know, and they didn't relate well.
Listen, one of my great heroes when I was a younger man, my father and I used to sit and watch him pitch on Sundays, was the great Super Steve Carlton, but he wouldn't talk to the media either, and I know why.
I still am friends with Steve Carlton. I got to know him really well.
He's a good guy.
Yeah,
I ran into him in a local winery down here in South Jersey buying some wine outside of Mays Landing, Ballack Winery.
Yeah, he's a big wine guy.
We talked about wine, and that's the nicest guy in the world.
He's one of the nice. All right, Bruce, hold on. And by the way, I'm going to continue with my weather forecast because I'm as good as the weather people on TV, just to let you know that. All right, but hold on, and we'll get your information. I am as good. And I don't want to scare people, and I refuse to do that.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.